Ubuntu infrastructure downed by hacktivist DDoS. The outage severed the pipeline for fresh security patches, exactly when several high-risk vulnerabilities needed urgent attention. Without advisories, sysadmins defaulted to guesswork on what to prioritize. This creates a two-week window where attackers can test exploits against unpatched fleets before the backlog clears. Expect more successful breaches on Ubuntu servers through the end of the quarter. Shiny Hunters claims massive Canvas student data breach. Student IDs paired with internal messages give attackers a ready-made map for impersonating administrators in follow-on attacks. The scale across 9,000 schools means the data will circulate on dark markets for years rather than weeks. Districts will have to treat every Canvas-connected tool as compromised until proven otherwise. Expect accelerated contract renegotiations and demands for data residency clauses in the next renewal cycle. Copy-fail Linux kernel flaw allows root escalation. A single flawed memory copy in the crypto subsystem opened root access without needing special privileges. The bug sits in code paths hit by routine encryption tasks, so every cloud VM and on-prem server running recent kernels is exposed. Providers will race to validate and deploy fixes across millions of instances before exploit kits incorporate it. Watch the jump in container escapes once the first working POC drops on GitHub. cPanel vulnerability fuels ransomware attacks. The bypass lets attackers skip login entirely and drop ransomware straight onto customer sites without triggering common alerts. Shared hosting environments amplify the damage because one compromised panel can reach thousands of domains on the same machine. Providers will accelerate plans to move customers onto isolated containers or fully managed alternatives within the next quarter. Smaller hosts face the steepest pressure since they lack resources to patch at this scale. Meta threatens to pull services from New Mexico. Meta's calculation here is straightforward. One small market's revenue does not justify overhauling global safety systems. Attorneys general in larger states are watching closely and may soften their own demands rather than risk service disruptions for millions of constituents. The second-order effect hits smaller platforms hardest, since they lack Meta's leverage to negotiate carve-outs. Watch for a wave of settlements instead of trials over the next 12 months as states recalibrate. Amazon grapples with data center drone damage. Regional conflicts just turned cloud capacity into a geopolitical risk factor that insurance models never priced in. Affected customers now face multi-month outages that no SLA credit fully offsets. Microsoft and Google stand to pick up displaced workloads as firms rethink single-provider reliance on Middle East zones. The longer repair timeline means permanent shifts in traffic patterns, not temporary reroutes, especially among government contractors bound by data residency rules. Uber plans drivers as self-driving sensor grid. The proposal flips Uber's role from potential AV competitor to data broker for the entire industry. Waymo and Cruise now face a lower-cost alternative that undercuts their years of exclusive fleet data. Smaller autonomy startups gain faster access to real-world miles without raising their own capital for vehicles. The move compresses margins across the mapping layer as supply scales with Uber's existing driver base rather than new hardware spend. Lightphone adds third-party tools for utility. Adding external tools tests whether the minimalist crowd will accept any expansion at all. Early adopters may defect once third-party options multiply and the phone stops feeling truly different from feature phones. Established players like Nokia gain breathing room to market their own stripped-down models without rushing similar updates. The bigger bet is that limited utility draws in enough new buyers to offset any purist losses within the next product cycle. Xbox Mode now available on all Windows 11 PCs. Every Windows laptop now boots into a controller-first interface that used to require a dedicated Xbox device. Developers must recalibrate input latency budgets across the full PC fleet, which means titles shipping in 2025 will ship with unified aim assist curves instead of separate profiles. Steam loses its handheld advantage once those same curves run natively on Valve's hardware without extra layers. Nvidia will have to expose better overlay controls inside GeForce Experience or risk losing optimization revenue to third-party tools. Netflix debuts vertical video feed for mobile. Vertical scrolling rewards bite-sized clips over full episodes, so Netflix originals now face pressure to ship companion mobile cuts within weeks of launch or risk losing younger viewers who treat the app like a feed. That format shift also hands TikTok-style recommendation algorithms more watch time data than the old row-based UI ever collected. Advertisers gain precise session start metrics they never had before, forcing YouTube to speed up vertical long-form tests or lose mobile ad share. European social networks launch to rival giants. Data residency rules now give these local networks an automatic compliance edge that Meta and ByteDance must replicate through separate EU infrastructure within the next year or face daily fines under new enforcement windows. European creators gain payout models tied to regional ad rates instead of global averages, which changes how sponsorships get negotiated. That split fragments influencer deal flow, pushing agencies to maintain parallel contracts or lose access to domestic audiences by the end of next quarter. Rakuten founder shares tech empire strategy. Cross-selling across Rakuten's telecom and fintech arms now generates higher lifetime value per user than any single vertical could achieve alone. That model forces Amazon to decide whether to acquire a Japanese carrier or accept slower growth in the region over the next 18 months. Local banks lose their settlement advantage once Rakuten's points system starts clearing transactions at scale, and SoftBank will feel margin pressure as Rakuten bundles mobile plans with investment accounts.